Welcome to another episode of Prince Manufacturing Podcast, a continuous series of talks where experts discuss complex topics and processes of manufacturing, cost reduction, best practices, and related matters. Welcome to another episode of Prince Manufacturing Podcast. Today we have the privilege of speaking with Michael Lynch of Praxi. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, Merrick. Glad to be here.
We are here for a treat today, as Michael will be telling us about some advancements in technology and AI as it relates to manufacturing. Michael, would you tell everyone about yourself, your background, and briefly introduce Praxi, please?
Yeah, the fun part of my background is I used to sing and dance on Broadway and was on television shows and stuff like that. And you can, how did that end up being in technology? Well, I got involved in making computer games, which led me to 3D, which led me to solid models. And we built a platform for visualization of solid models. We talked to a couple hundred different formats and then ended up selling that company to SAP. And then I ran their Internet of Things, Industry 4.0, for a couple of years prior to starting Praxi. So that's the long and winding road of how you get from tap dancing to technology.
That sounds fun.
It was
so
fun.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about digitization and what does Praxi have to do with it, what is it, and how manufacturers use and take advantage of digitization platform.
Yeah, let me I'll share a couple of slides, and I'll nobody wants to have too much salesy stuff, so I'll just really try to talk about the problem. But Praxi is a digitization platform, and what we mean by that is that we help move companies. When I was working at SAP, every manufacturer I went into had these things that you see above here. And what for those of you not on video, you have your standard whiteboards, your huddle boards, your lean processes all being managed by documents, whiteboards, and or Excel sheets. And even if you had lots of really great software from SAP or others in manufacturing, MES, ERP software, et cetera, there's still mountains of Excel sheets in almost every plant I went into. So we built Praxi as a platform, a no-code platform, to really digitize these processes. Because as we'll talk about AI, you really can't take advantage of it unless you go digital. So that's the basis of what we did. The current method is showing here on the left, which shows a lot of core applications, MES, ERP, et cetera, and lots of custom applications, either by extending SAP or getting your IT team to build things. And the problem is it's slow, complex, bug-ridden, and expensive, more than anything. So what we do with Praxi is we have this platform that's a unifying platform. We can talk to machine data, to other applications, to databases, and we can unify the data as well as create applications to automate and generate all the process improvement you're looking for across, you know, tens of different lean type of applications or other applications that might be useful. So that's what Praxi does. And in the context of the conversation, the most important thing about that is getting digital so that you can take advantage of AI. A lot of plants, you know, unless you're a really big plant or big company and have a massive IT team to build all this stuff, are really doing a lot of this just in Excel sheets and templates. And you'd be surprised the amount of companies we talk to who are big, who are still doing it all in spreadsheets and templates, and et cetera.
Oh, sure. Wow. So this thing, AI, this is like the greatest thing around already for some time. What do you think are the biggest trends in AI today in general, specifically in manufacturing?
Yeah, it's funny because my job title before was head of IoT, and you know, IoT had this kind of vibe about it as well as the greatest thing ever, et cetera. And you know, the truth was that a lot of manufacturers had been doing IoT for a long time when it became a buzzword. And IoT at that point had a number of models which have now become somewhat commoditized. I was, you know, really focused on this probably 8 or 9 years ago in the traditional AI, which was to do vibration analysis and other analysis that's around the machine data that's coming out to do predictive maintenance, et cetera. And that's a whole area of machine learning and AI that's been around for quite a while. And it's sort of commoditized. You can get it on Google's platform, you can get it on Azure, you can get it on AWS. to do that kind of work. What's happened in the last year plus with the introduction of ChatGPT and large language models is the generative AI revolution. And what that means is that it can look at large data sets and do predictive work around what's going to happen or what might be useful. So the big challenge that I think everybody's looking at, and it's not just in manufacturing, is how do you pragmatically use AI to get your job done, to make your people more productive, et cetera. And so the trends are right now, I would say that the digitization trend is not complete. There's, as I said, lots of people who are on paper, Excel, which is effectively digital paper. And that, you can't really take advantage of AI until you get digital and you get the data digital. Once you do that, there are a number of things you can do. And I'll go into kind of how we're looking at it and how we are helping companies take advantage of AI. So praxe, the word actually means from Greek praxis, and it means the practical application of knowledge. So from an AI standpoint, how do you practically use AI? And so what we're doing is we're using the large language models to help operators deal with error codes, to manage scrap, to manage any lean process, so that effectively the worker at the point of work, whether that's a line worker or a manager, gets a very intelligent, creative buddy in the process of analyzing what's happening with the work they're trying to do and creating recommendations and processes and workflows to go execute and solve those problems with and for them, to basically amplify the amount of work that the people on the line or the managers can do. And we're doing that strictly by extending the capabilities in a lean process. And I'll show you examples when you're ready. But basically, the idea is to pragmatically extend the human capability with an AI co-pilot as part of the work you're doing.
Okay, let's can we back up a little bit? And that's something that I was just also curious about, and you, because you mentioned that the digitization process is not finished, right? What are some elements of that process? I would imagine some kind of scanners for hard copy, maybe some special connections between machines and tools and stuff, or am I way off?
Well, I mean, you're right. If you're using video and image recognition and those kinds of things, but I'm simply talking about if you're doing a 5S process, or you're doing a Gemba walk, or you're doing a work order system for your engineers. There's a tremendous amount of companies that are doing that either with a PowerPoint or an Excel sheet. So, or they're putting paper on a whiteboard on a huddle board, and so you can't even begin to take advantage of AI from that standpoint. So take the spreadsheet and digitize your end of shift reporting, or your 5S, or your Gemba, or your Kaizen, or whatever you're using, and so that data is now part of the digital realm that can be analyzed by an AI, summarized, suggestions made about how you can optimize your plan. Until you do that, you won't have that ability. So that's what I mean. And it's not even, I mean, Praxe is an example of companies that can do that. We're not the only ones, but we do it very fast and very expensive and expensively. But the idea is get out of the digital paper realm, the Excel realm, or the paper realm, and get all those processes into software with databases so that you can interrogate those databases with AI. You don't have to get fancy with machine vision to do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That definitely helps the clarification of it. Excellent. So, how is AI part of the Praxe story, and how can manufacturers take advantage of it?
So do you want me to give you a demo and kind of talk you through it?
Yes, that'd be great if you could. And
And
for
then
those of you who are listening through audio, if you would go to this episode's link. You can click on the website princemanufacturing.com, and you can find this video there under the blog section.
I'll try to talk through it visually so that those who are
Okay,
listening
good.
can hear it. So imagine you're doing a Gemba, a walk process. This I'm showing a screen here that's a digital Gemba walk. Now, often,
If you, Michael, just click the share button, that
I'm
would.
not showing it. I'm going to show it quite
That's okay.
soon. Okay, here we go. So let me know when you can see my screen.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so I'm showing an application for managing Gemba walks. Basically, you can create Gemba walk temp. We have a form that'll generate a Gemba walk for you. I'm going to show that, and that form basically has, where, who's the auditor. You can select which area, which focus you're running, your weighting, your motion, your over processing. These are standard Gemba walk things. You date it, and then you go through the process. You walk around with your iPad or a computer if you want. And you enter the different stations, the steps, what's the opportunity, how big of a priority, and then you capture the notes that are going on. So this is a process that is made better by digitizing it, because already I've got this in a digital form instead of on a piece of paper. So it's digital and all the data can be rolled up, et cetera. So that's terrific. But then what we do is, because the data is in, actually, I want to get one with, I think there's one in here with lots of fun photos, et cetera. Is this it? Yeah, there we go. So this one has photos of what's going on in the Gemba walk, et cetera. So then you've done your comments, you've got your employee feedback, et cetera. And then down below, you'll see generate Gemba walk summary. So what we're doing here is, within our infrastructure, we have a connection to an AI that we have spent a lot of time creating multiple prompt systems to optimize the return that it gives you. So if I click on this Get Gemba Walk Summary, what it does is it goes and it looks through all of the items that were captured in my notes and generates an executive summary. So that's terrific, because instead of sitting trying to create this yourself, it generates a beautiful laid out summary of the issues that you might need to address. Then you can click another button that says generate suggested actions. It goes and creates a list of suggested actions to address the issues that were found in the Gemba walk summary. And this is one of multiple Gemba walks. You can do these daily or weekly, et cetera. You can do executive Gemba walks or line Gemba walks, and all of these generate core actions. Now, these core actions are brought from best practices across the internet on how to address these different things. One of the things we're in the process of doing is also embedding SOP work instructions that so you could roll up different SOPs. That's already in the system, but we're also in the process of integrating the customer's data, so you can look at what work has already been done, what has worked on different lines, et cetera. You generate your list of actions, and that comes out as a text list of, here's some of the things you can do. And you can edit this, and say, well, we've already done that, I don't want to need that one, et cetera. And then you can actually generate a list of actions. What that does is it generates in our project management system all of those actions that you can then assign to users, set dates, and actually take action on this Gemba walk. This is all integrated. So what you've done is taken a paper process, which was inefficient. You'd have to send out emails to people, hey, where are we on this and that? You've digitized it, but then even better, you've added the capability of AI to summarize it, to suggest actions, and then build an action plan to execute, all in just a few minutes. And so you're maximizing the power of the people at the point of work to do things much, much more rapidly with the creative addition and summarization capability of an AI.
That's pretty impressive. Question on the very top, that Gemba walkthrough,
Yeah.
what is that? Is that part of the spreadsheet that we load into the system, or you just enter it by hand, or how is that
You
done?
enter it by hand, but it's a digital form now instead of,
Okay.
writing a paper form or an Excel sheet. So this is a digital
Okay.
form, and we design these to our customers' requirements. One of the things about digitization is change is hard for all organizations. And so we basically design these to the exact, we try to match the forms they're already using. And
Sure,
so we modify these forms all the time for our customers so the change is easy. We also do, for instance, A3s that are AI generated as well. So you can basically do a similar type of work. You might have an A3 that's laying out that you have energy problems, et cetera. You can ask the AI to go analyze it. It'll suggest things. You then can get a full list of things that it might help the particular problem. We're doing this also with error codes that are coming off machines. So
Sure.
instead of hitting the maintenance manager button, You basically have to go through a series of remedial steps that are suggested by the AI or your standard operating procedures before the you can hit the request maintenance person. And so, I've never been at a plant where there were too many people. Their people need to be maximized and optimized. And so this allows everybody to really maximize their potential and get the job done at the fastest they possibly can with the support of the AI.
Sure. So to me, it looks like instead of just walking around with a spreadsheet or a clipboard and writing down those issues, you can walk around with a pad or a computer, have Praxi load up on your screen, and just enter what needs to be entered to collect the data. But then you store it in this format that's ready for the AI step to take advantage of it and make this a applicable recommendations and suggestions.
Right. And everything, because it's all now digital and it's all part of an integrated platform, everything can run. I'm showing on my screen now here what's called an Obeya room or a command center. Everything can roll up from your L1 objectives to your daily huddle boards, which might have all of that information on it. And these can be being filled in at the line to the end of shift information, to the Kaizen, to the A3s, and everything can roll up. To a unified dashboard where all the information is being pulled up, including, on that Gemba that I was showing you. And there's a functionality I forgot to show you, which is basically you can get an executive Gemba that will show you the common positives and common negative issues that you're getting across all your Gemba walks. So
Nice.
that can roll right up into the command center as well. So the AI. These AI models are getting better and better all the time. And so the future is embedding them into the processes, which is what we're doing, using those best practice processes and dozens of lean or other methodologies that are available, build that in to, as you see here, to really maximize the capability of the person who's running that process, and then embedding that with the company's data so that you can really optimize the AI to that specific company on top of the general models that you get over the internet.
Wow, this is pretty neat actually to see this in action as it applies to the manufacturing world, that manufacturers could potentially take advantage of this. And as you said, it's optimization, right? It's leveraging as much as possible workforce, giving them better tools. Some may say, oh, I'm sure you've heard it before, that AI will replace a bunch of people, right? They will lose their jobs. In my experience, I think quite the opposite. I think AI is a great tool in lives of workers and from the line people to management to executives instead of replacing them. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I think that the big replacements are more in automation. This is about really helping the people be more effective, and improving. Like if standard digitization processes can improve things, 10 or 15%, this can add another, 5 or 10% on top of that and make the work for the individuals much better, because we all only know what we know. By including an AI into the analysis process, you're bringing in the entire internet of knowledge into the process, so that it makes your life easier and better, makes the job and the working environment better. So I think that not only is it gonna improve it, it's gonna improve productivity, but it's gonna improve the lives of the people who are working there. I also think there's a massive transition going on to the next generation. As you probably hear this a lot, that the workers, how do we maximize the workers? I don't think you're going to get millennials and younger people to join these manufacturing companies if they're working in 19, 90 technology. We need to make it responsive and make the environments work for younger workers and capture all that knowledge of the older workers as well, who are exiting, for retirement, et cetera. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. I don't think that AI's, I mean, where AI is going to displace jobs is probably more in the machine vision and those areas where inspection and things like that. I think in these areas, it's really just augmenting the workers and helping them do a much better job.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thought about if you put a bunch of inputs based on data from your plant, from your floor, and then this tracks you with the access to the pretty much all the data available that the internet provides for this particular data set, and they come back with like best practices or suggestions or solutions based on, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of other manufacturing companies with similar problems, then I think you'll be short-sighted not to take advantage of that. I don't know, maybe that's just me, you know, because
Well,
I
I
don't
think
know.
competition, I mean, capitalism works by competition. So the organizations that figure out how to optimize their quality, how to support their uptime, how to reduce their scrap, all the same stuff that drives OEE across manufacturing, this is the next generation of how to improve it. You know,
Yes, true.
and so I think not only is it good for the manufacturers and for the people working there generally, it's going to be a lot easier to get their job done. But if they don't do it, you know, others will outcompete them. It's the standard thing we've all come to live in a capitalist and very rapidly changing world.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And but I would say I don't think you have to go, you know, we're off into crazy land to get value. I mean, practical, you know, what's the practical way we can really drive value? I mean, if you could increase productivity and reduce errors and downtime and scrap by 5 or 7% by adopting AI into all these processes, it's massive. I mean, you've done the analysis on the costs and the value of these things. You know, there's just dozens of processes in which these can be valuable working on lots of new applications constantly. We're filling out the entire lean suite. And so I think, you know, very quickly you're going to have the ability to have dramatic improvement in your manufacturing operations across multiple plants.
Absolutely. Michael, I have one more question before we
Sure.
wrap up that was not on the schedule. So if it's no good for you, I can cut it out from this podcast. So don't feel free. I mean, feel free not to answer it. But what is the data set behind this? I mean, is there, you know, like what's the number of whatever you want to give us? As far as you know, Praxi has access to base, you know, the analysis on.
Well, the analysis comes from the large language model itself. What the there are this is one of the interesting things going on with AI today. So there are a number of large language models being promoted by Google and Microsoft and Amazon, and then one which is open source that came out of Facebook. And the, you know, the question is, can the open source models compete with the large company models, or are they going to outcompete the large company models? And there's arguments on both sides. The argument on the big company side is they have all the resources, et cetera. The argument on the open source model is there's a huge amount of open source developers, and they don't have the constraints that large companies have. They won't get hauled up in front of Congress. You know, they can move very, very quickly. And so is a real question, but what it seems to me, and I could be totally wrong about this, but the actual large language model AIs are going to be somewhat commoditized, and that getting information that parses the internet and creates the kind of work you're seeing here and the next generation of that work is going to be a commodity. You'll be able to tap into an API at Google, Microsoft, Amazon, or others, and get that kind of responsiveness. So we built our system generically to talk to whichever model we view as the best and the cheapest to talk to. And then
I
what we've
see.
done is we've built a layer on top of that, which grounds our questions with multiple prompts to make sure we're getting the very best information. So to get a summary like you're seeing here, you might be able to do it, but you go to ChatGPT and you have to ask 10 questions to get it to give you a good
Sure.
response around Gemba, et cetera. So we're building the infrastructural layer that sits before the large language model to be able to make sure that the information coming back is highly accurate and relevant.
Sure.
So that's how we're doing it. The next steps are, you know, the internal information and tweaking the large language models for your particular use case. And I think there are companies doing that today that are, highly focused. They do it on a big company by big company basis. They're optimizing AI models to a particular company. I think that'll become more commoditized and much easier to do as well as tools advance.
Great, thank you. Well, it's a great answer for sure. I could talk to you about this probably for the next 2, 3 hours, but why don't you leave us with what's, I know how, first of all, how people can find you, get hold of you, if someone is interested in actually seeing and looking at Praxi and how Praxi can help. Would you leave us with some sort of a closing statement or value
Sure.
proposition?
So usually you can come to our website, which is www.praxi, praxie.com, or you can just email me michael.lynch@praxi.com, Michael, LYNCH Lynch. And normally what we can set up a 15-minute review. You can do that on our website. You can set up meetings with some of our team there, and happy to talk with you about your particular process issues. Our general implementations are, usually take just a few weeks, and we try to do it at 10 times the speed at a 10th the cost of anybody else. So we're really able to move fast and inexpensively, and look forward to talking with any of your listeners out there who are interested.
Excellent. And for those of you who will be seeing this on our podcast post, I will include those information about how to get hold of Michael on our post, so his email address and his website. So please come, click contact if you're interested to speak with him. Michael, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for the wealth of information and some practical examples of how digitization platform can help with AI in the manufacturing world.
You got it, Merrick.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
for
having me.
listening. Sign up to receive Prince Manufacturing content through our newsletter and social media. If you wish to discuss your manufacturing needs, our experts are available for a complimentary consultation. Visit princemanufacturing.com.